Thank you for calling OptumRx. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español u oprima 9.
I recognize the number you're calling from. So, for security, please say your date of birth.
April 25th, 1953.
I got April 25th, 1953. Is that right?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for confirming your identity. In a few words, please tell me the reason for your call today.
Representative.
All right. Speak with an advocate. To get you to the right place, I need to know what you're calling about. For refills by mail, press or say 1. For order status, press or say 2. To renew a prescription, press or say 3. For coverage details, press or say 4. For prior authorization status, press or say 5.
Representative.
To get you to the right place. For refills by mail, press or say 1. For order status, press or say 2. To renew a prescription, press or...
Representative.
All right, representative. Please hold while I connect you with someone who can help. Please note, any prices quoted are estimates based on your current benefits and are subject to change. Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
No.
Please hold for the next available customer service representative. Remember, you may log into your account online to refill prescriptions, check order status, and more. Thank you for continuing to hold.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. My name is Nicole. I'll be your customer service specialist. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Nicole. My name is Phil Rice.
Are you calling for yourself or another family member?
I'm calling for myself.
And your date of birth, please, Mr. Rice?
April 25th, 1953.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, so I'm not seeing any active coverage for you, Mr. Rice. Can you just confirm your mailing address for me?
Okay, so I don't have any active coverage. I'm calling with what I hope is going to be a simple request. I just want to get a copy of an invoice.
Okay. So, I'll be more than happy to do that for you.
All right, good.
And what year is that for, sir?
All right. Well, the fill date was 7/24/22, I think, plus or minus one day.
Okay, so we're looking at the 2022 benefits. Okay.
I've got an RX number for you, if that'll help.
Yes, please.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
33729-8782.
33729-8782?
That is correct.
Okay. And that I am showing is for metformin 500 milligram tablet?
That is correct.
Okay. And you said the refill was back in 2022, and I do apologize. What was the month?
I'm sorry. You said refill. I gave you the dispensed date of 7/24/22, and I think that might be plus one day. Now, what is your question?
Nope, that's good. It answered my question. There's me a moment. Yep, got it. 7/23/22, and you just need that invoice?
Yes, and to be clear, what I'd like is an exact copy of the paperwork that was sent with the prescription itself, whatever came in the mail with the prescription. Now, I think it's invoice plus drug information, and if you can't send the drug information, I guess that's okay, but I'd like the invoice to be an exact copy of whatever it was that came with the shipment when it was mailed to me.
Okay. And your mailing address is 11268 East Lindvale Drive?
That is correct.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get that sent out to you. Please do allow 7 to 10 business days for that to arrive in the mail for you.
All right. So apparently you're not going to be able to do that while I'm on the phone by PDF file by email. 7 to 10 business
days? Yes, sir.
All right. And your name again was, did you say Nicole, was it?
Yes, Mr. Rice.
Can you spell that?
Of course, N-I-C-H-O-L-E.
All right. Now, I've got an address for the pharmacy itself, but if I wanted to write a letter just to confirm our conversation today, what's the name of the company that you work for? Who? What's the name of the company that I'm speaking with right now?
Optum Rx.
All right. And what's a mailing address that I can write a letter to Optum Rx?
The address that I have is P.O. Box 2975. In Mission, Kansas.
M-I-S-S-I-O-N, Kansas?
Yes, sir.
And Kansas is K-S, I think. Is that right? I think it is.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. What's the zip?
66211.
All right, and do you have anything else? Should I put it to the attention of anyone, anything?
No, sir, just the Optum Rx.
All right, and so let's see. I think, bear with me 1 second here. I've got this phone number, Optum Rx Customer Service. So is that what you are, your customer service?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so, what did you say, 7 to 10 days?
Yes, sir, if not beforehand.
Yeah, all right, I get it. But and is that calendar days or business days?
Calendar days, sir.
7 to 10 days. And it's going to come in U.S. mail, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. So listen, I want to thank you very much. I appreciate your being patient with me. I'm cautiously optimistic that you're going to do what you said. And if you don't, then I guess I've done everything I can do. So thank you.
It's my absolute pleasure. So just to recap, I went ahead and sent you out the invoice for your order back on July 23rd. We've discussed that it should arrive within 7 to 10 days, if not beforehand. And then I also provided you the mailing address to write a correspondence to.
Yes. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks. You're so very welcome. Thank you so very much for calling. And if you did elect my personalized survey, that will be coming up next. If not, have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye for now.